Disclaimer: the opinions expressed in Thinking Outside the Boot are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. On today's episode of Thinking Outside the Boot, Samir, Marc-Andre, Jaden, and Dara all talk about Neymar, the current narrative surrounding him, and whether he will be brought to the World Cup with the Brazil team.
So Brazil and France just played out one of the most boring international games of all time. And I think that might have been different if Brazil had Neymar amongst their ranks. Obviously, shock around the world how a 17-year-old from Bournemouth got picked over Neymar. My question for you guys is Neymar's future in the national team finished? And why hasn't he picked despite his good form?
I think the injuries are always scary. I don't know his current level of fitness, but I think he should be picked. I think he has enough credit in the bank that you just give him that spot. I think he also has enough respect from the Brazil squad as a whole. Like, they all grew up and it kind of looks like they almost want to emulate him when you watch young Brazilian. Like, he's almost the blueprint.
Yeah.
So it feels weird not bringing him. But yeah, it's just my thought is I would bring him based on credit, experience, and respect in the team.
And that was my kind of follow-up is, do you think that there are certain players that are not bigger than the nation, but that deserve to be there alone on their reputation? Kind of like a Ronaldo. He should not be starting at the World Cup, yeah. But you're not going to take Ronaldo. Yeah. And Neymar is their highest goal scorer of all time, most goal involvements of all time, best player for Brazil in recent memory,
yeah.
Like at the least in the 2000s.
15 years, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There has not been a player that has been better than Neymar. And just to see, we kind of talked about this in another episode where we were talking about how football has become transactional. Do you think that Ancelotti owes it to Neymar, or do you think that Ancelotti owes Brazil to win?
That's a good question. I like that. I think, in my opinion, so Neymar's situation, I think he didn't get called because he's still battling with these injuries, hasn't done his surgery yet. And I think because there's so much media around it and there's a video of him reacting and you could like see his facial expressions, it makes it seem worse. But I also think him and Ancelotti understand each other enough, believe it or not, that like they've definitely had conversations about like, are you ready to play now? Are you fit to play? And I think Neymar knows he's not at the level to be starting games for Brazil. But I think at the end of the day, there's no reason if Neymar is playing games, even if it's not at 100%, that he's not in the Brazil squad. He has too much credit in the bank to not even be in the squad. Yeah. And it's like, I understand having the squad and then trying to bring other guys in that you're trying to like test and understand in the system. But you're not going to play all of them, yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's like you're just bringing guys to say you brought these guys. Maybe it's to cap tie them or whatever, right? But if you're not going to play them, then what's the actual point, right? Where you know Neymar, no matter what, he has that impact in the dressing room with the players. And even a Neymar that's at 50% can still keep keep everything ticking within mm-hmm. Brazil. Even if he's playing on 1-2 touches, right? He'll still find the spaces.
Yeah.
Right? So I think there's no reason ever that Brazil shouldn't be calling up Neymar. And I think they would have performed better with Neymar in the team yesterday against France.
Yeah, I agree. I think Neymar is the player you can sub on and he'll make stuff happen.
Yeah.
And I think you talked about the loyalty. I think it's club loyalty and national loyalty is different. Like Neymar can't wake up one day and say, I want to play for France.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's always going to be Brazilian.
Yeah.
And I think there's definitely the connection of like the Brazilian culture that he kind of like exudes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like he, for 15 years, kind of like Jay said, was Brazil.
Yeah.
Like he gave them everything when they were nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think taking that away from him now isn't fair. And that's even aside from the fact that I agree with Jay that he's an incredibly talented player
yeah.
who is like, I probably can't think of three Brazilian attackers that I think are better than him.
Yeah.
If we're being real, even though he's past it, even though he's, his body has gone through so much pain.
Yeah.
I still don't think you can not have him.
Yeah.
Are you seeing attackers right now or just all the time?
Oh, I just mean all, like for the Brazil squad this year.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I just think Ancelotti was the right person to bring into this Brazil squad to make that decision. Because if it wasn't someone else, I think people would be having a riot right now. I think, first of all, that's a good move to bring Ancelotti in. I don't think he should have made this international break squad because he's, like Jay said, he's dealing with injuries. Like, he needs to have his surgery, but he doesn't want to have it because he knows he's going to miss the World Cup.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you play FM and you have, like, that injured player that you know you're going to need at the end of the season, and they tell you, like, do you want to give him the shot now? He played, like, some games, and he, like, he's going to be out for even longer. That's what is happening to Neymar right now. Like, he's trying to, like, do his best to stay active as possible. So I think once you get closer to the World Cup time, I think that's when you start bringing him in to try and integrate him into the squad. I don't think this international break is, like, make or break for him, per se. Like, he's still dealing with his injury. I think you should just let him recover a little bit. I think Ancelotti would have that discussion with him, like, once that World Cup time is approaching, we'll bring it to the squad. We'll start, like,
so like the friendly times,
right before the World Cup is approaching. Like, I think that's best for him because he doesn't need to play these games right now. He's just putting mileage on a man that's damn near at the end of his line. Yeah. So I don't think it was the wrong decision not to bring him on as a player. Maybe he could have brought him on like Kulusevski is at the Sweden camp is, like, just stay around with the guys, that kind of role with him. But I think due World Cup time, he needs to be in that squad, 100%.
Yeah.
My question about Neymar and the squad is, I was just looking at the attack. I know that it is important to get guys in the group and around it. But like we said, if those guys are not gonna be in the squad come June, then why are you adding another guy into the environment that won't better the team chemistry? If Neymar was put in right now and he does not play, but he gets with the guys, and then they start building an environment where those players feel like they can play better because they have a guy like Neymar teaching them, they feel confident. Getting a guy like, I know Luis Enrique is going to make the squad, but I love Martinelli. You could have taken out Martinelli. He's not been playing that well. Even Endrick, like, you could have put him over Endrick. Endrick has been having good form, but he's not starting that game, like, for Brazil. He didn't even play.
Yeah.
And my thing is like, I know Neymar, it would be taking a position from someone else, but I kind of want to put the shoe on the other foot here. That's exactly why he should have been there. Is if Neymar is going to be there in June, why are you making someone that's not going to be in the squad part of training, person that's gonna help another guy train, that Neymar would be in that position? That's a completely different type of player, and it just changes the chemistry. I feel, I know Neymar is one player and it shouldn't have that big of an impact, but kind of like we said earlier, Neymar is Brazil, and Brazil is Brazil without Neymar. But in the last 10-15 years, he's still part of that identity. They don't know who they are outside of him. And I feel like he should have been brought up into the squad. And he has 5 goals in his last 5 games. He has been showing performances, even like if you see him running now. I'm like, I did not even know he still had that in his legs. And it's just seeing that passion. I thought he should have made it. But you guys are saying it's more like a load management issue, kind of like a Marco Reus thing where he made that international break, got injured, missed the World Cup.
Exactly.
So you're saying that that's the precaution that they're taking with Neymar.
100%. Yeah. I also think, like, he's injured. I don't know if they want to fly him to the U.S. for the game. And because of that, they also know Ryan, he's going to be a Brazil player for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Yes. So they're probably like, let's introduce him as soon as possible because we can, because Neymar's here. It's not a case of we're doing it to spite Neymar, but this is not a... Ryan isn't a 36-year-old who's just kicking around. Like, he's going to be part of that Brazil squad for a while. So I think it's early introduction. And I think Ancelotti probably plans on being the Brazil coach for a while.
Yeah.
So I think he just wants to acclimate Ryan.
Because, like, if we're honest, I actually probably doubt that Ryan actually does make the final Brazil squad, right? But I think because you have these opportunities with this international break, it's two friendlies that don't mean a lot. I think, like, we're looking at how, like, Endrick and Ryan didn't start this game or didn't play at all. They have another game. I think it's on Tuesday, where both of them will most likely play.
Sure.
Even right?
If they get subbed on.
Yeah. Even if they get subbed on, just to introduce them, I think Endrick will end up being there. I think Ryan probably doesn't, and Ryan probably is the one who Neymar then replaces. Mm-hmm. But then you also look at, like, Estevao, who also, like, didn't get called up, right? So it's like they have a lot of attacking options, but, like, who actually makes the cut? You know what I mean?
Even if you look at Neymar 10 years ago, on top of the world at Barca, after just winning the treble, being part of one of the greatest trios of all time, on the verge of becoming the most expensive player in history of football, has Neymar been a flop 10 years later where he's not even a shoe-in for a Brazil call-up?
I mean, he's 34. Like, do we want to... I know that there's two players who've convinced us that you don't age as a footballer, but Neymar is a 34-year-old player who spent his whole career getting hacked and hurt.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I'm more surprised he hasn't retired than I'm surprised he's on the brink of the Brazil call-up.
Yeah.
I think it's just difficult for who Neymar is. Like, he got fouled in ways that I don't think Messi and Ronaldo did.
Well,
Ronaldo in the Prem did, but Ronaldo in the Prem also kind of had his team and, like, backing him.
Yeah, so yeah. People, it was had also that only fear. 2 years where Neymar has been getting hacked his entire career.
And unlike Messi, I've always thought that Messi was fake humble his whole career, so people would reluctantly want to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing it now. Messi's incredibly cocky. Messi talks all the talk, and he never did this before.
Yeah.
And I think it's because Messi realized that if he was this flamboyant player who got under people's skins in the way Neymar is, that he would have faced some of the harshest, most grueling tackles, and he did, but it wasn't like Neymar.
Yeah.
For Messi was to stop him, for Neymar, it feels like it was out of a pure hate for him.
Yeah.
And I think because of that.
But just based on Neymar's ceiling, because this is why I'm saying, is he a bust? Is he a flop? Is because coming off of that treble winning year, he was the one holding the mantle. He was the Ballon d'Or winner. Were you convinced that over the next 10 years, Neymar would not even finish in the top three of Ballon d'Or, not even top five?
He did in 2017.
No, I'm saying, like, after that 2016-2017 season, when he went to PSG, you saw he had that chance to have the lights on him, the lights shining bright. No Champions League to show for it.
Sure.
No international trophy to show for it with Brazil. Brazil.
Yeah.
He has nothing to show at the end of his resume except a really good GA in Ligue 1, which you kind of expected of him.
He was amazing in the UCL too.
Great in the UCL as well, but my question kind of geared towards, because of expectations, Neymar is going to finish as one of the best players of all time.
Yeah.
But looking at his ceiling and what conversations were had around him, what do you think went wrong? Apart from, you said, his body and it being hacked. Because I think he still had a couple years before he went to Al-Hilal. That was when I realized that Neymar was finished. It's like, you going to Saudi when you know you're better than Saudi.
When you're 31 as well.
It kind of shows his acceptance. That's why I was saying, was he a flop? Because it wasn't 33, 34. He's been accepting that he's not a good player. And at 30, 31, you still have time.
That's hard.
Come here. I've had enough of that. There's no way we're considering Neymar as a flop. That's just dead wrong. The only downside of his career is that he did not win the Champions League. Away from Barcelona.
Away from Messi.
That's the only thing you have against him in his career. Like, the international, look at the era he's playing against. He's coming up against Messi in the finals. Like, what do you expect from a player that's one of the best in the generation to a player that would be regarded as the best player of all time? Look at the squad he had.
Yeah.
you know, I'm saying you can't call him a flop because he didn't win trophies that collectively as a team, he plays a big role. Yes, I'll give him that. Yeah. But like, it's the whole team that takes to win that that championship, whether it's international or just the Champions League, especially. I'm not calling Nimro a flop. He played well. It's not like he was just, can I swear on this? It's not like it was, I'll just say buns. It's not like it was buns, like during their runs. He played well. The only knock he has in his career, he doesn't have the trophies after Barcelona to show for it.
But I don't think that's the that is a big reason that, of why people are saying he's a flop. But look at why he left Barca. Nobody wanted him to leave Barca. He wanted to have that ego move to show that he's on the level of Ronaldo and Messi. And what I'm saying is, after, like, Neymar up until 2017, great player. If he kept that same mentality, I'm not talking bad about him. I'm just saying, imagine that João Pedro leaves your club saying, I want to be bigger than Chelsea. And then he has good stats, but has nothing to show for it. And his career has not gone better after leaving your club. Would you not say that he's kind of regressed? That's what I meant by flop.
I wouldn't say he has regressed. Like, are we knocking a player for having aspirations outside of the team? Yeah. Like, he wants to make a name for himself, and that's what he tried to do.
Is what I'm saying.
But
he's still Neymar. Yeah. I get he doesn't have the trophies to show for it and the individual trophies to show for it. But at the same time, it was a collective. It's a collective sport. No, it takes the whole team to win those trophies, and he didn't win them. So therefore, he can't win the big individual trophies as well to add to his cabinet. Like, am I going to knock him for leaving Barca to make a name for himself? No, I'm not. He still played well in Ligue 1.
But the one thing that they needed and wanted from
him was the Champions League.
So he was so
close. He had that 1 year. He had that 1 year, 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was Neymar at probably his peak for me, is that 2019-20 season. I think, you know what I mean? Like, just as
his final peak, maybe.
Yeah.
It's disappointing he didn't do it, but I'm not going to say he's a flop for not doing it.
I think I have everything Neymar won. He 7-time European top flight champion. Like, how many players can say they're that? He won the Champions League, 6-time Brazilian Football Player of the Year. Admittedly, Brazil has been worse, but if you're going to say he's won that 6 times because Brazil's bad, he would have won a trophy if they were good. So
yeah,
you're removing that from him. He has 4 top 5 Ballon d'Or placements. That's not easy at all.
But how many of those have come after 2017?
I think 1 or 2 were at PSG.
And that's what I'm saying is he went to become that superstar, that Galactico, and he just didn't perform.
And
everything that Neymar did, sorry for cutting you off, everything that Neymar did that you guys are using to back him up, we knew he was able to do. So he's not doing anything out of the ordinary. The one thing that we want him to do out of the ordinary, he has not been able to achieve.
Why does it matter what we want? What about what he wants? Ultimately, everyone is mad that Neymar wasn't
the third best player of all time.
Well, not even that. Wasn't the person they thought he'd be.
Yeah.
They put all this expectation on Neymar to be this player, and he was realistically never going to be that player. He was never going to be the player who dedicated his life to football in the way that the two people that he's being compared to are.
Yeah.
And people couldn't accept that. People wanted him to be this player. They wanted him to be the next Pelé. They wanted him to be the next Messi. And he got scrutinized for honestly leaving Barcelona and trying to get out of Messi's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
He told people, I don't want this comparison. Yeah, he didn't say it, but he said it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now we're punishing him and saying he's a flop. Like, instead of criticizing him for what he wasn't, I think we should just appreciate him for what he is. Realistically, what he is the probably third best player over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing player.
Just to kind of play off of that, and before we wrap up, where do you guys rank Neymar by the end of his career as a winger? In the top wingers of all time, not in the last 10 years, anything. As a left winger, right winger, anywhere on the wing that you want to play him, where does Neymar rank for you?
In what? Like, that we've seen?
Yes.
Well, depends where you are. Messi and Ronaldo, like there.
I mean, Ronaldo would be left winger, or you wouldn't.
Let's just say Messi 10, Ronaldo 9.
Striker.
Sure.
Neymar's number one.
Neymar's number one best player.
Yeah, I'd say Neymar or Mbappe. Like, I think Mbappe can take him over. You don't think so, or you'd have Mbappe at the nine?
I'd probably have Mbappe at the nine, but like, I think Mbappe stifled Neymar from being able to get over that line at PSG. Yeah, so I think that's the problem.
You think they would have been better, like if Mbappe wasn't there, they would have been
used to.
Do you think that's fair to Mbappe, or do you think that's fair to Mbappe to say that?
I think so.
Well, it's hard because like Mbappe is PSG, right? And like obviously Mbappe's performance levels and what he did at PSG was so elite that like it's hard to question him.
Yeah.
But I think Neymar was there before him, right? Mbappe then came in and it became Mbappe's team instead of Neymar's team.
Sure.
Right? And I think it's hard to judge either of them because like I think if Mbappe never joined and maybe Messi still came to PSG eventually,
yeah,
I think they would have gotten over the line.
You think?
I just don't know if I think Neymar would have been the better face for PSG than Mbappe would have been.
I thought PSG was better when it became Mbappe's team. I thought when Mbappe wasn't there, and I think even when you watch the three of them play, it almost felt like Mbappe was the one helping them. But let's not try to, I know that I brought it to Mbappe. I think Neymar would be, it'd be him and Mbappe. And Mbappe might be the nine, but there is no comparison of an Alexis Sanchez or a Frank Ribery or a Hazard, who he's been compared to. Because
what about Salah?
No, oh my God! Let's just that's not even do
even
that,
even Thierry Henry, who people talk about playing off the left, I would still say Neymar's above him.
Yeah, people forget the peak. The way people talk about Lamine Yamal, generally people forget what he was doing at. How old was he when they signed him on a pre agreement for like 100 mil? He's like 20, 21.
But he was still like 3 years older than Lamine. But we're talking Neymar. Yeah,
yeah. Like at peak Santos when he came in at 16, 17, starting, like dribbling through everybody in Brazil, like icon. A guy like that, Dara, where does he rank for you?
It's number one. Like for the way he plays and then to also have the output to match it, like he's one of the, if not, I might say, I think he's the best player to watch on the field.
It's not even ridiculous to say. No,
I think he is. You know, when it's you think about ridiculous. Yeah, when you think about sports, it's entertainment.
Yeah,
and what does Neymar do? He entertains you.
I get more entertained watching Neymar than I do watching Messi.
Yeah, that's not bad to say.
That's a good hot take to end it on, and kind of just to play it off of. Nobody grew up wanting to be Messi. Everybody grew up wanting to be Neymar, and that's how we're gonna end the show.
That is 100%. Facts. I think people grew up wanting to be Neymar or Ronaldo more than they did want to be.
That's because Messi doesn't have swag.
Exactly. That's on Messi.
Guys, argue in the comments. Argue with us in the comments. This was a TOTB episode on Neymar and Brazil. Is he washed? Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next week.